all day.
Yo, man, it's your boy, Sir Charles III, Lord of Golden Corral on a Tuesday. I'm here to introduce the show, man. All day special, man. You know what it is. It's special all day. Okay.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you.
Okay.
Lord, all right. Welcome it's your to boy. The show.
Golden.
It's your man, son. All right.
Get the fuck off the mic, Charles. Get back to Breckenberg. I'm sorry, Golden Corral.
Gloria Wood.
I always tell about BB, now I'm here.
I forgot where you're from.
I'm really rolling.
I'm going to need to see some identification.
I'm really rolling.
I don't believe you.
I'm really rolling.
Lord Security.
I'm calling the Border Patrol.
Hey, man, look, I'm going to just go.
No, stay.
Stay. Get off. For real. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Brett, of course, joined by my boy.
Jersey Mike.
Ephraim, piss boy over here.
Piss boy.
And our boy, producer, co-host, Maddie D.
Boy.
Matthew Walsh.
Maddie D. That was his old school rapper name. Aisling Beats, plugging it.
Man.
You keep saying that.
What a trip.
So we're
I don't have my all day button now. I don't have any buttons right now, actually. I'm really upset.
We didn't get him?
No, I was too lazy.
A turkey.
Wow.
If I get them now, they're going to be like on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Yeah. That's hard.
As you can tell, Matt's just Matt's really been struggling. So for those of you, you know, he's late. Like, I'm right here. I'm posting our pilot as we're recording this right now. So, you know, Matt's been doing everything. He's got his hands full. He's doing
fucking
school.
Retard.
He's fucking building boom boxes and fucking.
He builds shit. Yeah, I know. He does.
He built this city.
It's your boy.
On rock and roll.
Yeah. Bob the Builder.
Where'd Charles go? I like Charles better. He doesn't fucking get us sued for copyright infringement.
Hey, look. Charles is my inner. You know who Charles, I base Charles off of?
Oh, shit.
There's always this one guy. I always go to the gas station after work at late at night, and there's this one guy that's always asking for money. And I know he's asking for money for drugs at this point. So, like, you know, like, every time he tells me a story, like, literally, he told me one time, he's like, yeah, bro, my car is down the street, man. It's flipped upside down, man. He's like, I just need, like, $5 for gas. I'm like, how the fuck is gas going to help you flip the car?
I'm going to put it in there.
I'm confused. And he sat there for a second.
I'm going to pay the tow truck with
gas. He's like, when it's upside down. He's like, oh, when it's upside down. Yeah, he's messing with my cable again. Don't worry, it's not going to have that on the thing.
We're good.
Yeah. He's like, when it's upside down, so all the gas went out. And I was like, you know what? Actually, you make a valid point.
That's smart.
I still doubt that you even have a car or that it is upside down, but you make a valid point.
He's around here. I might know the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, he's over there. He's always up there on 12 on the one that's always open all night. It's the only one on 12 that's open all night.
There's a dude comes by all the time. He talks like that at my work.
It's your boy.
Yeah.
So I posted a meme this morning on Snapchat, and it was funny as hell because it was a scene from Muppets. It was Kermit the Frog, like pretty much like looking like he was talking to what's the dude, Oscar the trash guy.
Yeah.
And it said me heading out of 7-Eleven, explaining to the. To the crackhead that I too need money for drugs.
Yeah. I do.
No, man. I look. You just gotta be like, look.
Where'd
hey, man.
Brett go?
You got like $5? I'm like, shit, man. I'm looking for some money too.
And then y'all
maybe we can talk
make
to
a move.
Together.
Yeah. But Let's go sell our butthole.
Some people really be down and out though, so it really sucks. Like when they are like people are actually down and out, like in a serious situation. But then like you know everyone's always just like, oh man, yeah, okay. Okay, because of all the people that just do it for
they stand
fucks.
On the corner with a fake leg.
I mean, yeah, they do that. Have you seen the videos of people getting like exposed for that shit?
Yeah,
that shit's hilarious. They just be looking like they don't care, but they know inside they feel like shit. How could you not? Like, how could you not?
They're Scorpios, dude. That's what it is. Oh shit! I don't believe in astrology.
My ex girl's a Scorpio.
Oh,
my roommate here. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she is.
Watch out!
Watch out!
They're coming, Brett. Brett's the one that's going to be in trouble. It's not me.
Dude, Brett is uploading the pilot episode of the podcast right now.
Right now. That's why he's so quiet.
We just broke the fourth wall. They're going to know we recorded this like way earlier. That's okay. Now it's not about when you record it, ladies and gentlemen. It's about when you put it out.
It's about when you
put out. It's about when you put out.
Get that lesson in, ladies.
It's about when you put out.
Are you talking about a baby?
What?
If I had a baby, I wouldn't. You know what I mean?
F, do me a favor right quick.
What's up?
Because Brett is AF. Brett is AFK.
Yeah.
Bro, tell me about your day, man.
Let's go with a bit. Yeah, let's go with a bit. Oh, let's do the day.
A bit? No. Not even a bit. Like, let me just tell me, like, how was today?
Today? Yeah. Today wasn't that bad, dude. I got up real early and went to work, walked to work, and did the work, and I came home, kind of took a nap, and now I'm here. It's pretty good. See, there's been this thing that's been bugging me. I'm not going to get into it, but there's been like a thing that's been bugging me lately, you know, at work, and I've been feeling a little like taken advantage of and all this and that.
Okay.
And today I found out that maybe like I was a little misunderstood. Well, okay, I was like lied to in theory, not just misunderstood. Okay. But the point is that maybe everything's about to work out like in a great way. So I'm not crying today.
Hold on, Brett. No, F is telling me about his day.
No, that wasn't a big deal. I want to know how your day went, too, dude. Bro, that's the important part.
Bro, I had an amazing... Reciprocation. I had a great day today, actually. Dude, look.
You're glowing.
I am. Like, literally, I have did nothing but wake up this morning and just be consistently doing shit with work, then a class, then coming here, then going to security. Like, I'm going to be on go the whole day, but... Yesterday I was down and out, but today I'm fresh. Now, what do you need, Brett? What do you?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I get so excited. Brett, that's what I'm doing.
What do you need, the thumbnail?
Yeah, I sent it to the Snapchat. So I sent it yesterday.
Well, if you saved in the grab, if you send a Snapchat,
I sent it yesterday because I thought you were fucking doing this yesterday.
There's this picture of Mark Zuckerberg. Somebody's got to put the education of Mark Zuckerberg first. And Brett keeps saying, "Oh, that's not me." He says,
"Are you confused?" Yeah, literally, it looks like me when I was 10 years old. Yeah,
bro. Why?
When he's like, "You left me on red."
Though that's what I'm trying to.
I don't know, dude.
So this is what you imagine. If you want to imagine us, imagine Brett is Mark Zuckerberg with a bowl cut.
Yeah, go look up that picture. That's what I look like at 10 years
old. No, I saw the picture. You guys posted it on the Snapchat story.
I'm telling our audience to go look at it.
And Matt is Mac Miller. Oh. And I'm Jack Black from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I saved it. That one. Send it. That's accurate. Send it to this computer so I can upload it as our thumbnail.
You sent it to the thing again?
I sent it to it's in the Snapchat. I didn't send it again. I fucking saved it in the chat.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you guys keep seeing that Island Boys thing in the Snapchat?
I'm an Island Boy.
I haven't even heard that.
I haven't seen the video, but I've seen so much shit about it.
Bitches aren't on TikTok.
They look like Beavis and Butthead. And one
yeah. They really do. So and I love watching their reactions because they literally just sit there like this.
I have oh,
like
yeah,
they do it like it full that's mouth it. Open with the yeah we're gonna share that picture to the Facebook and the Instagram just the so Facebook. You guys can get a firm idea of what we talk about in our the free Facebook. Time when we're trying to come up with this
you know one day we'll have
podcast
like,
for you fucking imbeciles just kidding I love you guys y'all are great
are you gonna say we're gonna do video
yeah one day we can do video
yeah we got to.
Well, yeah we're gonna have video eventually we're gonna be recording once you know Matt moves out of his ex-girlfriend's apartment
look at how
this is my apartment chill
low
out
my shirt is, dude.
Oh, you're doing it again
this is his,
I'm sorry
it's not
I'm
his
sorry
ex,
I'm a piece
it's
of
his
shit
mom.
You is live this, with your mom
it, well,
that's
it's
hot
both. It's both bro. It's both
bro good morning
anyways
ladies.
I was talking about my day
yeah
yeah tell
before,
me what's going on man
someone was fucking with the computer
I'm sorry
what did Brett what how you know you do your day I thought you said you were going to security to beat somebody up.
No, I'm not going to security right now. I will be in a minute, though. But no, man, so like I said, yesterday kind of sucked.
Yeah, oh yes, yeah. That's
and right. I was stressing about like this class, so I woke up today, and I've been talking to one of these other guys that's in my group. That's why it sucks, because it's a group project, and my group's fucking blows.
Oh, I hate
so that's why my grade sucks. I'm like, bro, I got to get a C. Well, turns out I only got to get a D.
Oh,
oh my God!
And like,
and man is getting can go below average and still make it.
But that's it's dope though because like right I can invest into more important classes that I have to get like B's in.
Hell yeah!
But like my GPA won't be harmed by it like to a bad to where I would have to worry about it. Bro, it's nice,
bro.
And then so check it out. And you know, work was pretty straight. You know, it was just easy flowing. You know,
boys and girls, our podcast will be available on Spotify shortly.
Wow.
So and then, when y'all hear this, hopefully y'all will have already listened to the pilot.
Wow.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, and by the way, yeah, I forgot to say, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
I forgot this is supposed to be the
That's the Gobbler Gang.
We'll talk about what we're thankful for, but Gobbler if you interrupt gang. Him one more fucking time, Mr. Dre Beats.
Yeah, you fucking turd. You turd.
Where'd you get your clothes? You the anyways, toilet store?
Anyways, so me and my homeboy went to Veracruz. It's a Mexican restaurant here. Shout out Veracruz.
Oh, you went to Veracruz, the place?
Yeah, the restaurant, the place. The place with the food. But we go there all the time because that's where we like to eat. Because it's close and it's straight and it's pretty cheap. There's this waitress there.
Oh, wow. Shout out.
If bro, she listens to this, I'd be so geeked.
Shout out the waitress. But
I'm not going to say her name. But she's bad as hell. Bro. Bad as hell. Like, just my type. Look nice. But, like, I was talking shit with her today. She had some, like, hand tattoos. They were sexy. They were cute. Shit. I was like, oh, those are cute. You know, whatever. You know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, thank you. You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, she walked away to go get, you know, my change and shit. And then my mom was like, man, he's like, why don't you, blah, blah, you know, try to holler or whatever. And I was like, man, you got to let him make it, like, once or twice. You know,
yeah.
That's how you do it. That's what you gotta do.
Hell yeah, yeah.
But man, I wouldn't know. I ain't even have to, bro. She came back to the table with our checks, and she's like, straight up, she's like, "Hey, can I get your Snapchat, bro?"
Oh, shit. Right on the fuck.
What?
That's it. That's all. It's easier than easy.
Man,
that's great. Look, was the hand tattoos? It was like, what's that? It's MS-13, right? Was it like MS-13 tattoos?
Man, so he's getting cute. In deep.
That's cute.
No, but she speaks Spanish though.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh! I forgot that it was at the Veracruz. I didn't mean it like that. Shit! Now I'm in hot water, like a crawfish.
Now you're a racist.
Now you're just a dick.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it was her hand said like trust no one or some shit like that.
Don't say that. Now people can identify her. Haven't you ever seen Memento?
I don't care. Look at me. Do you think I care?
I killed my wife.
I don't think I care. They're gonna be like married. Met someone identified, well, someone anymore. You talked about on the podcast in Starkville.
Damn.
Look, bro.
You're going to be huge
if they're
soon.
If they're listening to this first episode of the podcast, then...
We're doing big things.
It's probably just people in Starkville, so bro, they probably already know her. You know, if you're in Starkville, you know everybody.
People in MS-13 listening, bro. That'd be awesome.
We might
the MSG-13?
What?
You should cut that out.
I was thinking about it.
Bro, what are you guys talking about?
A Chinese buffet? Is that like, sometimes like I don't even want it, but like I feel like I need to, and I think that's the bro. MSG. I think it's real.
China buffet?
Which one? No. Okay, no, shout out King Buffet in Gulfport. I'm saying right now, the best, hands down.
Okay, but that's in Gulfport though.
I know. I used to stay over there, man. And if you're in the area, if you go to King Buffet, you're going to have a nice day.
Brett, I would like to inform you that you're just breathing into the mic. I mean, you're just sitting over there. No, you're
Luke,
straight. I was just letting you know.
I am your father.
How's it going over there, Mr. Tech Man?
Man, it's going. I've got to fucking rolling? Set us up on fucking...
What's that password?
With a new Apple...
Read the password out loud.
With an Apple thing so we can post to Apple
Podcasts. You can
podcasts.
Link it to mine.
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Why?
Because then I'm going to have to fucking try and remember your shit. And I'm just like, let's make a fucking all-day special.
Dude.
Apple account. That's going to be a pain in the dick.
You're doing
it's
all
too
sorts
late.
Of shit.
I'm already on it, bro.
He's already there. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's like 9 in the afternoon, dude.
Get some.
Get some.
I'm going to cut my mic off now.
What? No, don't do it.
Now I can actually hear shit. Wow.
Big time.
Now I know how loud I am.
I don't know. I just wanted to say what he was saying. His phone said, oh, jeez.
I'm ruining this whole podcast.
There it goes. Dude, his phone is the aw jeez, and it only literally does it exactly when it should. Like, if you were in a movie, it's the craziest thing. I swear to God.
Yeah, my ringtone used to be like that. My ringtone was Toasty.
Toasty?
And you know, it was from Mortal Kombat when you did, like, a killer combo. Oh, Toasty! The little dude would come in the corner. Toasty!
Oh, shit, that's crazy.
He did, like, a little animation dance.
Which one?
Dude, all the Mortal Kombat's had it. Yeah, it was a little like Easter egg. Like it was when you absolutely laid down the fucking law.
I've never seen
it. It's like when you got the fucking 25 hit combo. Pop 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 pop. Toasty. Yeah. Oh, bro, look. No, look. I'll show you. Watch.
I want to hear. I got Mortal Kombat X, and then
I could get that. I could get that as a sample on the NPC. Watch. Here, look.
That's the sample you're gonna get, you son of a bitch.
I mean, I'm gonna try to get one while I'm going.
Okay, yeah. No,
well, I mean, look, I'm trying to show you anyways. I might as well.
Yeah, you might as well. That's right.
You know, man, it's your boy getting the samples in.
Lord of Baskerville.
Lord Charles III.
Who is
resident
dad?
Quartzman.
You're the third?
No, I'm actually.
I thought you were a junior.
No, I'm actually the sixth. Oh wait. Oh yeah. Sorry, you're talking about Charles. No.
You're the sixth?
I'm the sixth. Yeah, me. Like, for real, me.
Deadass?
Not Charles. Yeah.
That goes hard as shit.
I'm Matthew Francis Walsh, the sixth.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it sounds royal and shit, but then like my dad, like there's nothing royal about the bloodline.
No, go hard.
Yeah. Like hard. I think my inheritance would probably be like a bunch of child support payments for me.
That'd be nice.
I mean, no. I'm saying like for me to pay. Like, hey, your dad passed away. He has like 30 grand in back payments for child support.
He's just been saving it. He wasn't sending it. He's sitting it in a closet.
These are now your responsibility. But sir, these payments were for me.
Yeah, pay them to yourself.
No. I gotta pay them so they could not pay me.
Yeah, say get some.
Here, hold on. California dreaming. Okay, I got you.
Wow.
Oh my god, they send you so much shit.
Did you get a code? Did you get a code?
I got a fucking code.
Code like the Matrix. Shout out Matrix coming out.
See, look, this is what the dude looked like. It was one of the developers. Yeah, you can come over here and watch it.
Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. Down he fun. Dickory Dickory Shock.
Swing into savings. Liberty.
It's your boy.
We can't do ads on the show for those fuckers.
Hold on. Take that off. We're not fucking.
That's loud. Toasty.
Toasty.
Toasty. There it is.
Toasty.
Watch. It's always when you lay the smack down on him. Yeah, bro, he just always pop up in the corner.
I never saw the shit. So, I don't know if I played that one though for sure.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get that. But yeah, that's the toasty thing.
I think Armageddon was the first
one. I'm sorry, everybody, I just kicked the mic.
I don't know.
Armageddon, bro.
I think that's the first
Mortal Kombat Armageddon is hands down probably the best Mortal Kombat to ever be put out. Shit. People would argue Shaolin Monks. I respect it. I'm not going to argue with you. Just know I think you're wrong. Okay? You know, and look, if you think that way, you obviously know where I stand on the issue.
Wow.
Armageddon all the way, baby. And then they had kart racing. It was like Mario Kart with Mortal Kombat characters. That's so beautiful. Instead of like you throwing like turtle shells at each other, you throw like fireballs that blow them up and like make them run to the wall and splatter in the blood. You know what I mean?
Sick as fuck, dude.
Dude, the kart racing was almost worth it just for the whole game.
You play Twisted Metal?
Bro, what?
That shit. Ooh.
What? Bro, I was playing Twisted Metal back from like Small Brawl on
before
PS1.
Before I was born, yeah.
Not before you were born. How old are you?
I'm 24 years old right now.
Bro, we're the same age.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Brett's like older than me.
Yeah, he's old, man.
I am. I'm pretty old. I'm almost 25.
Yeah, he's pretty old, bro.
All right, so unfortunately, Apple is being a massive fucking piece of shit. Shout out Apple. And so we will try and have this episode on Apple Podcasts for you guys next week. But our pilot, unfortunately, looks like will only be going on Spotify. Boo hoo. We'll actually have it up on Facebook too. I've got the link, so I can.
I didn't even know we were putting it on Spotify, but I'm totally.
This is a Spotify app, so it just goes directly to Spotify automatically.
Apps.
It should be available now, actually.
You know, every single one of those apps have permissions to listen to you shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure they are. You know what? I bet you there's some sweaty fat guy sitting in a dark room with a camera sitting.
South Park?
Exactly. And he just jacks off every time you go to take a shit.
Me specifically.
You specifically. Like, there's just one. It's 800 TVs. It's just different angles of you.
But I have the most disgusting. Oh, yeah.
He has one in the toilet. He has one for the splatter shot.
I look like Pillsbury Doughboy rendered.
Can I poke you in the tum-tum?
Yeah.
That did not make me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
It wasn't supposed to. Right. Shout out Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, written by Jonah Vasquez. I may have mispronounced that. I'm not really right. Psycho Doughboy, 100%.
What?
Nice. Hell yeah.
It's deep. It's
deep and deep, deep, deep.
Deep dish.
Shall we like it, baby?
Into like a cult thing.
Whoa. I want to get into that.
So, yeah, cults. Speaking of cult, you guys want to catch ourselves on fire later?
Bro, yes.
Can we? Is
bro, that my day, like I said, my day has been exciting so far. Yeah, I would just not want to just like let it fizzle out.
Yeah. we gotta explode. Don't burn out.
No.
Die young, was it?
Yeah. I'd rather, you know what? Actually, a lot of people, I'd say about our age, I talked to, maybe younger than us too, they're like, yeah, man, 35 would be a good age to die.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to get this far. I know that sounds dumb, like what was going to happen. I've lived in some rough places though, but in general, I didn't think I was going to make it this far.
How far did you think you were going to get?
I don't know.
Estimate, like, approximately.
I started doing a lot of drugs at one point, too. Yes. And that was, like, you know, like, 18, 19, 17, 20, whatever. Well, 19 for sure.
Five Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Get the screen out. We've already got the screen broken down. We're ready for confession.
I'm ready.
I can't remember. I think Kelsey's going to correct me. I think it was my first kiss I did and smoked weed for the first time. It was 17.
That's adorable.
That's how long it took me.
God, you're so cute.
And then lost my virginity at 18. Dead ass. But I think that she said I was wrong last time. But I don't remember. So I'm kind of a pussy. But then since then, I like made up for it really hard. So it was like 19. And I was doing like pills and cocaine, dude.
Oh,
and
not
like
the pills.
I accidentally
you were playing with your nose?
No, okay, listen. Bro, I have to say that I don't condone any of this. That's nasty. That's bad business.
Only little kids play with their nose.
But I actually made a drug cult.
A drug cult?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
A bunch of people just sitting around.
No, wait. I'm sorry. Expand on this, please.
Expand, yeah. So,
first, I want to know what is a drug cult. Second of all, I want to know what you did.
Yeah, I need to get hip with
this. So we all vibrate. Number one. Okay.
Okay.
And then when you do a drug,
step one, vibrate.
Yeah, vibrate. And then when you do a drug, fight the bag, lose the battle. When you but then when you do a drug, it affects your mind and then your body molecularly and then you're vibrating a different frequency and you learn a new thing. It's like skills in a video game. And then by the end, like, you have to become enlightened by doing like just the right amount of everything, you know. See, okay, this sounds so ridiculous. It's only like one half of a joke, but I did learn. I was doing way too much. I was doing acid every weekend. Jeez. And I got up to doing like 4 or 5 hits of LSD every single weekend.
Jeez.
So, and then I had like a real nasty trip. Somebody sold me some 25i and told me, like some N-bomb, and told me that it was acid. And I took 3 of them, which is like mad lethal and all this. Like, thank God I'm fat, you know? But I realized that definitely I was being a glutton about it, dude. You got to be cool with this psychedelics for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for real.
That's for sure.
It's about purpose, dude.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, you got to find something.
So,
to
but
keep
that
going,
tangent,
man.
I don't remember what were you saying. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
You asked me a question, like a specific one.
I don't know, but you went in.
Yeah.
I was asking about your drug cult, like, and then I asked.
Oh, so
you pretty much wrapped
good.
It up pretty well.
Yeah, that is good. But then I have another story. I know now I'm hogging.
Okay.
About my dad had a cult when I was a kid. This one's even more intense and real.
What do you mean by a
like
cult,
in
though?
Robes.
Like, it's just a group of people?
Yeah, like in robes. Okay, so, shout out my dad. No, not really. This is...
Shout out dad.
When I was young.
Daddy.
I lived in this place, dude, and my dad had all these people come over, and, like, his lady ran a crystal shop, and they did this thing, you know, where, like, they all, like, were reincarnated members of the round table, like Arthur and Merlin and all that shit.
What?
Yeah. They were all assigned, and then they would wear the robes, yeah. And then they would, like, come over and, like, do, like, pillow circles and, like, light candles and sit in the living room and, like, do whatever the hell.
Bro, I want to do that.
It's a trip, dude.
I want to be in a drug cult.
Yeah. They drugged me.
I didn't think at first it'd be something I'd be interested in, but that sounds kind of nice
now.
I'd like to be Sir Arthur of the Round Table.
As long as we don't get religious with it, like, hey. I think we'll be okay.
Hey. No, drugs are religion. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
That's fine, but, like, as long, like, you can't, like, get organized with it, you know what I'm saying? The second it gets organized, that's when fucking Waco.
I don't know if y'all know, but there's a really cool theory that, like a lot of the philosophers from, like, Greece and stuff like that always talk about, like, this elixir shit, like, in their writings and stuff, but they never, like, actually, like, name what it is. But a lot of people believe it was probably like a drug with psychedelic tendencies, you know, something. They don't know exactly what it was,
shit. Yeah,
but probably something that was just making them trip their fucking balls,
and they thought they found some shit,
and then they'd come back more philosophically inclined.
Hell,
and
yeah.
Obviously it worked, because I mean, people are like yes, and they had a saying, like, you
the
know
Oracle at Delphi was doing it
or something. Yeah, something. It's like, yeah. They had a saying, they're like, if you die before you die, then you don't die when you die.
Oh shit,
bro. But it sounds so much smoother in Latin.
Say it in Latin.
I don't fucking know.
Say it again. Say
if
it
you
again.
Die before you die, then you don't really die when you die.
Oh shit. Cogito ergo sum.
So pretty much it's like the dismantling of, like, the ego and, like, the separation of self. So if you do that, then you know, it's, if you suffer an ego death, then when you die, you understand that your body is just, you know, a part of everything.
Going back to it.
And
yeah.
It's not necessarily you dying, it's just another phase and whatever happens.
I have this whole, like, thing I wrote out. I call it the smoke and the balloon.
Smoke in the balloon.
Yeah, like, everything's smoke, and the balloon is, like, the other dimension, and then, like, when you breathe it in the lungs, then that's, like, this dimension, you know what I mean?
That's so smooth.
You just go back and forth. Yeah, that's all it is, dude.
That's kind of the wave I'm on right now. That's how I feel. I just feel like everything is everything, you know? It's just in everything.
I think that God, like, quote unquote, is like the whole of all existence.
That's exactly what I think. Well, yeah. I mean, we said this last time.
I think we did. Yeah. But yeah, it's okay to say the same thing over and over again.
It's okay to say love that. It's okay to say it again. Yeah.
So let's talk about something else. What's your least favorite country song?
Least favorite country song?
No, first of all, what's your favorite country song?
Favorite country song?
I only like one.
Bro.
Shoot, I want to know what it is.
Baby, why don't we just turn that? What is it?
Hold up.
The dancing song.
Open doors and turn them lights down low. That's not it?
I don't think so. It's about dancing.
It's what I like.
You talking about Neon Moon?
Neon Moon? No. Don't.
Neon Moon.
I don't know that one.
Dancing, that song you're saying is not a country song.
No, I know that. I made it country.
Brett, we get it.
Brett Williams Jr., everybody.
Yeehaw!
It's your boy.
It's a family tradition.
Hey.
Yo.
No, favorite country song.
It's your boy.
My favorite country song?
Yeah.
It is. It's about dancing. It says, why don't we just dance? That's what it's called, I think. It's why the only one I like.
Right. What's your favorite country song?
Down the hall, baby. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. He's singing it.
Right.
That's
got
it.
What's your favorite song?
Hold up. I'm going to.
That's the only good country song.
I'm going to play it for you.
Well, okay. No, what's that one? The dudes that tell a joke about save a horse, ride a cowboy. They're kind of funny.
Save a whore, ride a boy.
Ride a cowboy.
Their songs are kind of good, I guess. But is that even country? That's like Smash Mouth.
Yeah, it's like country rock, I guess.
It's like Smash
Mouth. I mean, it's still country, I would assume. I don't know. I'm not a country fan like that.
Yeah, fuck country. Shout out. Anybody listens to country, fuck you. It is like that.
Yeah, that song.
What is this?
Yeah, that's a jam.
That's hard.
That goes hard.
All right, so I can tell you my favorite one.
What is it? No, I want to hear.
You ready?
Come on, dude.
Okay.
Well, no, hold on. Was that the drop?
You turned it off.
You literally, the title of the song is Time Marches On, and y'all bullied me into closing it right before he goes, Time Marches On.
Well, now we want to hear it.
Is that Creed?
No, it's too fucking late. I've closed my phone.
I'll look it up on my phone.
Fine, fucking do it. Time Marches On.
Time Marches On.
I'm going to march up in your fucking ass. And you're going to like it.
Oh, Cypress Hill. That's my favorite country band. That's my favorite.
I don't think they're country.
What did you just say? Primus.
You're so, killing it.
So the all-time best country song.
All-time low.
Besides the song about fishing, because that song is just genius.
Which one?
Are you talking about where he takes his little girl fishing or whatever?
No, it's not his little girl, because this song is about fishing as a whole metaphor for fucking. Cause she sure likes to fish. It's like that. And
oh,
fishing
she
is actually
she
fucking.
She likes to
and
fuck.
All the whole song is just analogies of fishing references that have to do with that you know, they can make like what's the word I'm looking for?
Like the smell.
Yeah.
Like analogies.
He never talks analogies, yeah.
About the smell.
What's the song? I was sitting there on a flatbed truck. Munching on a pork rind when she pulled up.
That song.
Oh,
dude.
That's a jam. But that's a bop.
But the best country song of all time is Darius Rucker's Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel? Baby, I don't know, dude.
Rock me, baby, like a wagon wheel.
We should have karaoke.
Rock me, baby,
we should just have people. We should have
people submit.
People come in. Mama, people submit. Tell us why you think you should be on the show for karaoke. And we'll bring you on. We'll bring three people on, and we'll do like a giveaway or something. Like we'll judge, and the best rendition of karaoke, we'll get like a $25 Walmart gift card or something.
Hey, if we can get people to do karaoke, look,
that's the shit.
I'll be so happy.
Me too. Yeah. I do have to say one more thing about country music. I lied. My uncle, shout out John William Thompson. John
Wilkes Booth?
The dude has like, he's like country rock. The shit goes so hard. Pardon my language. They're going to be offended. They'll probably never hear this, but they're great people. And his music, he's been on the radio and shit, man. He goes so hard. He like moved, I think, even to like, what's it? It's like Nashville.
I think he moved there.
He's going
so hard. It's like
the
Atlanta of country music.
That album, Tomorrow Today, back from when I was a kid, he like really had the CDs, the shirts, and everything. I still have the shirt, I still have the CD. I listened to it. It's brilliant. It's beautiful.
If Matt would get his fucking vacuum out of the middle of the floor, he might be able to move his mic around.
Look, man.
I had to replace the belt.
Of a vacuum. Check up another on the list of shit that Matt does. He fucking fixes vacuums, ladies and gentlemen.
Bro.
So if you need a fucking bumping ass boombox, you want your vocals to sound crisper than a fucking nun's apple? I mean, wait.
Best
tighter than
life.
A nun's asshole. There we go. If you want your vocals to sound tighter than a nun's asshole, and
right, take the pee.
If you want your car worked on, I mean,
anything.
You want a good $5 sucky sucky? This your man right here.
This is the guy.
It's your boy. It's your broski.
God, I love that.
You like that voice?
It does. Something it's about good. The way you do it's your just, tongue. It just it kind of like it makes my skin crawl.
You gotta put it in your front of your throat,
good
man.
Way.
You kind of sound like a Futurama character.
You gotta put it in front of your throat,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, look.
It's your boy.
I'm gonna open my mouth so you can see.
Oh yeah, you guys stick the cheese forward, man.
It's your boy. I'm really trying to tell you, I'm really out here. I'm out here with the dudes.
Is that like Boston Jewish?
I don't know.
I think that's offensive, actually.
Oh, speaking of which, just speaking about being established.
Look, man.
Officially shut the fuck up. I'm trying to talk.
No way.
It's my turn.
No. You know what? It's not gonna be funny anymore. I don't want to say it.
Good. Don't, because I'm fucking talking. I'm speaking. No, fuck you too. I'm talking.
I like jokes told much too late. They come across as funnier.
Oh.
Shall we indulge him?
No.
Women's rights.
I'm melting.
That was a bad joke, but it made people laugh.
I bet you
did. Did you laugh, Kelsey?
I bet you nobody. even in fucking 5 miles away, he still knows that
he's
still not
breaking
laughing.
The fourth wall.
I love you, girl. I love you all the time, girl.
You're going to have some fucking 13-year-old. It's like, God, he's talking to me.
That one? No.
I think
no
you're talking. I mean, honestly,
allowed.
I think you're talking to me right now.
I am talking
to you. I'm kind of turning on.
You're over 20. That's my thing.
I thought it was under 20.
If it's on the clock, it's...
on your cock?
Yeah. Yeah,
bro.
He said it. No.
Excuse me?
I said 20 and up. Did you hear me? Were you listening?
Yeah.
Do you hear how quiet it got when I said
he
that?
He said 20
and up.
Somebody
else say something.
He said 20 and up, and then he looked at me and goes,
cut it out.
But if it's on the clock, it's on my cock.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to seduce
Brett. So I'm really confused. How does that seduce me? What about pedophilia do you think turns me on?
Your mustache.
The little
Brett.
Boys?
Your mustache
Brett.
Gives it
maybe.
Away.
Brett, I'm going to be honest.
Maybe.
Brett, I'm going to be honest.
A priest.
Brett, I'm going to be honest.
Five Hail Marys.
Say something.
I could turn you on with like...
Too late, I already am.
With a gram and a shitty movie.
Oh, so you're telling me that I'm easy.
I'm easy.
I will have you know, sir. I didn't summer's eve this fucking pussy for that kind of bullshit.
You're loose, kid. Eve. You're loose, Brett.
You got to get the summer's eve.
Listen, babe.
Shout
look,
out summer's eve.
We all want to be Beyonce, okay?
I want to be gay.
But sometimes
my pussy smells like roses, baby.
Oh my gosh.
Roses
please,
really smell like
please.
Fish.
No, it doesn't.
Roses don't smell like fish since when?
Plug it in. You did Glade.
What if you tried to put a like plug a Glade
your
plug
crotch,
in into
it
your
smells
crotch?
Like wonton soup.
The man knows.
Bro, I'm gonna have to go through this podcast and cut out so much.
You're not gonna have to. No, leave it in.
Dude,
finally,
this is what we are.
This
finally.
One,
this
right
is it.
Now, right
we're
now,
monsters.
We're here.
I'm on the right path, baby.
We're here, baby. It's your boy.
Oh, that's offensive again.
It's your boy, Brett.
Have you guys
messing
ever
up
seen
the headphones?
Messing up the headphones. I'm fucking with the plug, baby. I'm fucking with the plug.
Fucking with the plug. Hello, do you guys love Future Sex Love Sounds?
I ran up on
a
plug.
You said
Justin
what?
Timberlake, Future Sex Love Sounds?
Bro, is that the one where he's stomping
that?
On the
yes.
disco? Bro.
Yes.
Bro, what's that yeah. song? No.
Oh
I'm,
my God.
I don't care. I'm playing love music stones. On it. I don't care. I
we're not making love money yet.
Stones. What?
We're not making money
yeah,
yet.
We're not making shit.
Dude.
We're, at
oh
this point, we're paying.
God.
Yeah, you're right. We
I
are.
Fuck Brett.
But we're not paying Matt shit. He's our slave.
Yeah. I work for free. I'm not. Look,
he really works for pellets. They really don't even. A little pellet. We have a human sized hamster feeder water bottle strapped to the side of the wall.
We open the door on his cage
and he gets out. He gets a little water that he jumps back on the computer. Instead of a wheel, he's got a fucking computer.
Y'all got the quarter machine one. You got to pay like 25 cents to get a handful.
Yeah, and you only get a nickel an hour.
And I just when I hear it, I just run up to the door.
He knows exactly what's going on. Hey, pellets. Hey, you got some. You got a fucking podcast for us. I got some pellets. You ain't getting no pellets this week. You gonna starve. I had to post it.
I can record it. I can record anything for the right fee.
You're smashing.
This is Donald Trump.
Do the turkey impression you said. No. That's a beautiful bird. That's a big bird.
That's a big bird.
It was better before.
It was better. Now you put me on the spot. I can't do impressions.
No, but you did. But you already did.
I know, but that wasn't forced.
We'll get there. Just come back around to it. This is my impression of Donkey. Shrek, we are having waffles in the morning.
Top three answers on the board. What is a nickname for your... Oh my God, forget what I said.
Yeah. Bro, what? Man, young JT, boy.
He's so crazy.
Boy.
Walk away. All right, guys, we're going to cut the podcast here because all of us are just extremely horny now. Oh, my God. I'm sweating. It's 62 degrees in here, and I'm sweating.
Bro, when he hits the beatbox part, bro, look, I'm look, stop.
Yeah, just skip to it. Just
stop. Yeah, hold on. Y'all ain't ready. Right here. Okay. Tell him, JT. Okay. Right here. Okay, not you, right here.
All right, let's go.
Talk to me, boy.
Well, the bass line.
Talk to me, boy.
Bass line is so hard.
Like a sublime good. But I have you naked by the end of this song.
Booms, booms, booms. Booms, boom, 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 boom. Booms. Out of my shit.
Booms.
Booms. Bro, what? Michael Jackson quality shit right there.
It's so quick to walk away. Alright.
Yeah, but the problem is, you cut the mic. I don't even know how I sound. No, the problem is that's not from Future Sex Love Sound, is it?
Oh no, I don't think it is. I don't know. I just really like that song.
That is a good song though. I just don't know it as
well. It sedated you. You were calm for like 2 to 3. You stopped shaking.
I stopped shaking.
Finally.
My hemorrhoids finally stopped flaring up.
What?
Yeah,
the man's been shaking for like 3 days.
Dude,
I bleed so much when I shit. Okay. I already said that.
I'm not gonna put him on blast.
It's like a Picasso painting when he wipes his ass.
I had a dude I worked with. Oh, I already said too much.
You said way too
he would
much.
Never listen
Fuck,
to this.
There's stuff. Like there's like fucking 20 people that he works with. He already knows.
Now look. If he listens to this, then look. I'm sorry, but
Happy Thanksgiving.
I didn't say your name.
Happy Thanksgiving, baby.
Bro, he got a hemorrhoid, bro, and he had to get like surgery on it.
That's hard.
Bro, he was out of work for like 5 weeks, and he's the one that kind of like runs the shop. So I had to like be mini him for 5 weeks. It was terrible.
Everybody knows who he is.
Bro, it was terrible. I hated it.
That is terrible.
Like the whole 5 weeks, I was like, God damn, when is he coming back?
Dude, you're feeling.
And he told me when he came back, he's like, yeah, they pretty much had to like, you know, operate on the butthole, you know.
God, that's where damn, he got the inspiration for Charles III. Yeah. It's his coworker.
No, that's definitely.
Well, you've already
no,
fucked. If he listens to this, he's gonna know you're making fun of him. Because who Pops, the fuck sounds like
Pops,
that?
Pops is also kind of an inspiration.
You talking about Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
Okay,
smoke your gas, player.
That man's so cool. I've literally only talked to the man twice.
Bro, Pops,
Jade knows him. Jade knows
bro,
him.
Pops
my
is,
wife. That's
bro. F number you gotta one. you gotta be Pops, bro. Pops is a legend.
Oh,
Pops shit. Put me on so hard.
Oh shit,
he used to hang out with Jade's brother.
Bro, I know. I was like, bro, how the fuck does he know everybody?
I didn't know.
What's Jade's brother's name?
Jake.
No, never mind.
No, don't say that. Jade's brother's name is Jake.
Yeah,
you're Jade. Lying.
And
right
her
now.
Sister's name is Jordan.
Jordan got the cool.
It's word. Like the same. Shout out, though. I love you
shout
guys.
Shout out.
Don't
love you guys.
Me.
Love y'all.
You know what's so funny is the, I'm pretty sure it was Jordan you're talking about, the first day whenever we were doing our, like, we were test running it. We weren't even recording. And you started to say a story about, like, somebody.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
And you said,
we weren't even
I love
recording.
You,
I love you, Jordan.
I looked at you,
I
bro.
No
I was
offense.
Like, we're not fucking recording, my dog. That was good. That was
I
good.
Was in that
I think
shit.
It gave me a hematoma. Matt gave
what?
Me a hematoma.
What is a hematoma?
I don't know.
Do they have, like, medicine for that? Does it make your pee itch? What's a hematoma?
It's a blood thing.
A hemoglobin.
Hemoglobin.
Dude. Are you talking about the Harlem Globetrotters?
What? Yeah. No, Willem Dafoe. Willem.
Hark!
It goes, yeah, hark.
If you guys haven't watched Lighthouse with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson, that is a fucking masterpiece. My wife is still pissed off that I watched it with F and not her, so.
Isn't that the one where they, like, turn gay in the lighthouse?
No,
there's no A about it. Do they get freaky or not?
They don't get gay. Do you want me to spoil it for you?
Yeah,
spoiler alert for anybody who's going to go watch. You should. Spoiler alert for anybody who's going to go watch The Lighthouse. Pause the podcast. Skip ahead like a minute. Anyway, no, it gets to a point where they go crazy and Robert Pattinson like makes William Dafoe strip down naked and then he leads him around the fucking aisle. Willem, I'm sorry. Willem.
This. Here, son.
Then, but he starts leading him around the island naked, like on a leash.
He says, bark like a dog.
Bark like a dog.
It's kind of hot. So, I don't know. Is that gay?
What? The fact is, I just can't see Robert Pattinson
that was the thing.
I wish Robert Pattinson would try to put a hand on
Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson comes in. Robert Pattinson comes in, and he's new on the block. And the fucking Willem Dafoe is a vet on the Lighthouse crew or whatever. And Willem Dafoe just gives him so much shit, and he's just so like mentally abusive. And I think like Robert Pattinson by the end of the movie is like, I'm not taking this fucking old piece of shit anymore. You're my bitch now, and puts him on a fucking leash naked, and is like, you're my bitch now. You are literally a bitch.
Are they like stuck there or something?
Yeah.
That's the thing, is like a storm blows in, and they're only supposed to be there for 3 months, and they end up there for like what, a year?
I don't remember.
They run out of rations and shit because the ship can't come because of the storm. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and it really, like, they go crazy.
It's really more than that, too, though. You gotta watch it. It's got some hypertextual shit.
It's really cool. And what was the thing you told me? Like, it's a whole movie shot in black and white.
Yeah.
Like, old school. Like, it's shot. What was that you said? It's like, they got the camera from that era or something.
Yeah. That's so fresh.
I don't remember when I saw the thing. I remember better. They built the lighthouse. All the clothes and shit were period. It was like actual lighthouse worker wear from the time. All their shit was actual legit. And they shot the whole thing actually in black and white instead of turning black and white or whatever.
Damn.
And I think they shot it on a specific aspect ratio camera or whatever.
Okay. Talk your shit, F. It's
like more square, if I'm not misremembering. That's like an old school movie thing. I do want to make movies. If anybody wants to help me make movies, I'm way into movie stuff. You know, I tried learning. I know what an Apple box is. So that's like...
He's already ahead of me. I have no fucking idea.
I want to make movies too.
I know all about like lighting and like gel filters and shit. So
you guys
want
to write a movie? We'll write a movie script right now.
We'll write a movie script right now.
Bro.
I have some.
It's going to be a scary movie.
It's not good.
It's going to be a scary Thanksgiving movie. All right. You ready?
Okay.
All right. So we open on Plymouth Rock.
Don't bring up turkeys.
Middle of the day.
What year is it?
Whatever year the pilgrims came.
Quakers.
1482.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
No, I don't know.
Chris Columbus.
Yeah. 1482. It was 1482. Christopher Columbus had just sailed the ocean blue, and you know all the rest. Okay. So we open on Plymouth Rock.
You know they
the
actually
sun,
know time out,
the
time
sun
out.
Is rising. I'm trying to set the fucking
I know,
scene.
but I just want people to understand. They used to have us like have like Christopher Columbus Day at school. And then, like, now they're like, everyone's like, he's a piece of shit.
It's Indigenous Peoples Day now.
That's so sick.
Shout out Joe B. Let's go, Brandon.
But they really had us, like, making, like, little hats and shit for this dude or some shit. Like, I don't know what y'all did, but, like.
Yeah, I remember there was one. We'd have, like, whole, like, Thanksgiving. Oh, no, this is Columbus Day we're talking about, not Thanksgiving.
No.
We're on the wrong fucking holiday. Thanksgiving is fucking tomorrow. Just kidding.
You're about to start telling us about hand turkeys for Columbus Day?
It's tomorrow for the listeners at home, but for us, it's actually next Thursday. We were recording this a week early because F's going out of town.
Yeah.
He's getting the fuck away this weekend. Not coming back until December 1st.
Run away.
If he makes it, we pray for him.
Me and Brett might just record some other shit if we need to.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to drive.
If we're not good enough.
We can't leave F out.
No, please.
We could bring in a guest star.
We'll just have to FaceTime him, bro.
Who would you bring in?
No. We just have somebody fill in for him. Like, if one of us is missing, we have one of our friends
coming. We're going to start having guest stars.
Unless Matt goes. If Matt's missing, we're not putting an episode out that week.
Yeah.
Well, I can show you how to work this. It's super easy.
Listen to him talk about shit.
I'm just going to come in. You just have it set up for me. I'm just going to hit record, and I'm going to hit stop, and I'm just going to walk away.
Basically.
Bad.
That's all I'm going to do. Just basically, like what we just did. Like, I just watched you hit record, and then.
Is this scary? Put an M. Night Shyamalan twist on what the fuck you just said to make it scary.
Ooh. Yeah, come on, let's get back to the story now.
So you hit record and then you get raped. Came out. And then a turkey comes out of the closet and rapes you.
What?
What a twist. There he is. All right. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. So we open on Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock.
The sun is setting or rising? Setting or rising? It's a horror story.
Setting vampires.
No, it has
setting.
To, no, it has to do rising because the beginning is always easy, bro.
Yeah, you know, you gotta lure the audience into a false
movie.
Sense
never
of security.
Just it might start like security. Really harsh, but then security. It backs up to peaceful shit.
I can't lie, dude. I'm not feeling it yet, so you gotta make me feel this because I'm
yeah.
not even.
Yeah, bro. I'm not gonna lie. The plot already sounds
Plymouth
shitty.
Rock.
Like
give
Plymouth
me
Rock.
A Plymouth Rock. Spooky thing.
A spooky thing. All right. So the sun's rising. Okay. You open and you see that the fog is still. Settling over the beach in this kind of grassy, hilly knoll area. Oh, yeah, yeah, sick. Coming into sick. The rock. You know what's up, and you see the fog rolling in off the bay, and through the fog cuts a ship.
Oh shit!
And you hear the chatter slowly fade in of human beings doing things. Who is that?
Yeah, like you know.
Take a guess. Take a guess. Who would be coming into a ship on Plymouth Rock in 1482?
Flying Dutchman.
The Jolly Roger.
Jolly Roger. Shout out the Invisibles.
Yeah, so the Flying Dutchman is coming into Plymouth.
Yeah.
To coming, yeah, well, Ephraim said it first.
That's true.
The Flying Dutchman is coming in to the Plymouth Rock, 1482. The
it
sun's rising.
Cold.
There's a fog rolling in, and apparently F wants it to be a cult, so they're all worshiping the Flying Dutchman on the ship. You hear them chanting,
cool.
Das so ben flying Dutchman,
cool.
Das so ben flying
hey.
Dutchman, and so that slowly fades in as it begins, as it hits the...
I got thick noons.
Thick noons.
Man, my man said he couldn't do it without the snacks.
Bro, I got thick noons. I just want to let y'all know. But, I'm sorry if y'all hear this.
So
rap,
we open.
Like, I'm going to just turn
so,
this down.
So they dock on the beach and you watch them exit, and the cult is lifting the Flying Dutchman up on a...
Oh, shit.
The Flying Dutchman's a ghost, by the way, but he's digging shit. This shit. He's lifted shit. Up on a...
Like messianic, you're saying?
Yeah, like he's on like a throne or something.
Oh,
and you guys
God.
Could definitely help me, you know, like I'm not the
oh,
most creative person
so,
in the room,
no,
so
I'm
y'all
like
can a, definitely,
so
you know, I'm trying
there.
To get y'all somewhere where y'all can kind of pick this
I'm
up and roll with it.
So, no,
so
what happens
it?
Is... What
so
happens
the cult's
is,
like leading him off the boat.
No, what happens is...
They've docked on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on me.
No, what we're going to do is the boat goes by every night. They see it. The pilgrims are hanging out, and then like you see a boat back then, you're like, who the fuck is that? You know, like we don't have a phone.
Oh, so they like landed,
so
they're all chilling, and they're like boats.
No, they just see the boat go by. Yeah, like
there's just
there.
A boat,
the boat
like kind of like
night.
Scouting
they're scared.
Them.
Scared, yeah. They're like, what's
like, what the
and
fuck
every
is that?
Night, and it starts to seem like the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? What is it? What is his longitude, latitude? You know, did
what's
they have
it?
That? No, they didn't.
Shout out Jimmy Buffett.
His Buffus. So then
it was Buffus.
Bampus. So yeah, so then eventually it finally like docks and they're all like real scared, but they kind of are interested, and then the pilgrims became the cult of the Flying Dutchman, and that's like what the Illuminati is now. That's why it's green.
Did we just get to the end of the movie? You just gave away the whole movie right there.
I did, but we can fill it in. Like when what would they do to worship the Flying Dutchman? Like eat a seagull?
What would they do to worship him?
Killing seabirds is bad luck, boy.
Hark. How would they worship the Flying Dutchman? Let's say they just throw like one child into the river, into the bay, and drown it a year.
What?
Sick.
One baby. They sacrifice one newborn child to the.
That's like very Mayan of them, dude.
Yeah. So there's like a raffle. They have like a raffle. You know, like a.
They play the Kagome
like
game.
Bingo?
No, oh, goddamn.
Like bingo or
bingo.
I'm having a massive brain fart. Like BioShock Infinite in the beginning when Booker walks in and you know everybody's standing in the crowd and they're doing the lottery to figure out who's going to stone the interracial couple.
Oh shit. And then he looks at his hand
and then I throw it at that motherfucking police officer cuz fuck ignorance, you know. Fuck racism.
Fuck the Bobby.
Fuck the Bobby.
Fuck the Bobby.
Fuck the Bobby. But anyway, so yeah, so they sacrifice. So yeah, so every year they have a
just one.
They have a drawing like that, and they decide one woman in the village is going to give birth to the sacrifice.
Oh.
For the Flying Dutchman.
Where's the seed coming from?
Where's the seed? It comes from the mayor. The mayor gets to not, because the mayor. No, it's the Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman. It's got to be the Flying Dutchman's kid. Flying
Dutchman seed, dude.
He manifests on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving Eve, he is able to manifest.
Whoa. In the form of a turkey.
In the form of a turkey.
No, I said no turkeys.
And it's too late. You did it. You did this. He manifests in the form of a turkey, okay. And he has to procreate with the raffle with the person who
the raffle woman.
What? The raffle woman.
You can't just
knocks
use,
her up.
No. That's a knocks human her being. Up. That's not an item, Brent.
I'm not the Flying Dutchman.
You're right. You're
it's
right.
A turkey, bro.
And look, and they don't feel, and she doesn't feel used. She feels honored because they worship the Flying Dutchman. Yeah. So she is like, I get to carry my father's seed.
Shout out Hereditary.
And shout out what Alabama. The fuck did you say?
Not straight, bro.
Whoa. Not straight. Incestuous, actually.
That's not very Young Money of you.
Yeah, that was cash not, money was not there.
You're not that guy.
So, oh yeah, you're not that guy. Trust me, pal.
Trust me, pal.
So, what have you guys been reading lately,
bro? I didn't get to finish my fucking story.
Oh, you're right. What's the story? No, it was just a little.
Oh, wow. That's it. That was it. He knocks. He becomes a turkey on Thanksgiving,
and then makes love.
He knocks her
consensual,
up.
Consensual, gentle love.
Consensual? No, it's completely rough. Like he's like dunking gentle, her head gentle. Into the fucking bay and just like ruining everything. And yeah, you know, just beating it up. You know what I'm saying? And he's a turkey, so the whole time he's just like, take it, bitch.
But, Jesus, you maxed it out. That sounded like South Park.
Clip my shit, bro.
I clipped it. I'm sorry. I got excited. But anyway, I'm as excited as the turkey Flying Dutchman. But yeah. Anyway, and then like she immediately gives birth. Immediately. Like, he almost doesn't even have time to pull out. Like, he pulls out and it pops right out.
They say that she must prepare by eating 5 days straight because her body will be going through the process of
Yeah, and, like, she immediately dies.
Her body
she's dead. It's done. She shot that kid out like a cannonball. That bitch hit the wall and bounced back.
Yeah.
Fucking Kareem picked it up and hit a sky oak with it, you know?
Dude, y'all see
we gotta get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to guest star in the movie just for that one scene. I don't know how much it'll cost, but for the one scene, you. Baby comes out, picks it up, like into the trash can, walks out of the room, to the next scene, and it's the whole town escorting the mother, like it's the mayor or whatever of the town, the head pilgrim, John Wayne.
I think you said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's name wrong.
No, it's Kaleem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh,
Absol.
Shout out Absol, bro.
Shout out Absol. If we could get you on the podcast, that's not going to happen.
He's got a song called Lust Demons that I've been bumping.
That's great.
Heavy lately.
Yeah, that's what the Flying Dutchman was bumping while he was giving it to that fucking
body.
Shanties.
Anyway, they basically go into the bay with the mother's body and the infant. Like the infant's crying and shit, and then they just throw them both in the water, and throw some like rotten meat out there with them, with the bodies. You know, the baby's just sitting there.
Is it the squid or the shark? Or
and then they kind of step back, and then they watch the fucking, you know, the gators and the seals go at it.
Dude, Calypso from Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm not sure what kind of. What kind of marine biology there is on off the coast of Plymouth Rock, but something tells me it's probably seals or crocodiles.
It's seals and crocodiles. It is.
It's seals and crocodiles.
Yeah, that's what seals and
crofts.
I'm right.
Seals and crofts comes out of the water. Summer breeze.
Speaking of giving
this
birth,
child's mind.
You ever seen VHS? Those VHS horror movies.
Dragging it to the
yes, they give birth to the goat thing.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Freaky.
What?
Oh, dude! Actually, shout out Shudder. She gave birth to a demon.
Shudder.
You know that app Shudder?
Are you trying to plug?
Well,
right
no. What
you
they did was they just made an exclusive another VHS, a fourth VHS movie, and it's actually pretty good. It feels more like VHS than Viral did. You know what I'm saying? Viral wasn't like the worst, but like it felt like pretty different.
Yeah, there's a lot of VHSs. How many have there been? There's three so far.
Four. That's what I'm saying. This app made a fourth one, and I was lucky enough to see it, and it was actually pretty good.
Nice. How do I watch it?
It's on. You have to get Shudder.
Yeah.
That's it. It's got a bunch
I'm
of old
pirate
movies.
That shit.
Yeah, hell yeah, yeah.
Pirate
yeah,
Bay,
yeah.
Here I
watch,
come.
Watch movies.
Arg me, matey.
I'm finna get me scurvy on.
I'm gonna get that booty.
I love that. There's that funny ass meme where it's like it's when Netflix first came out, the guy's like, he takes his pirate hat off. He's like, well, I guess there's no need for you anymore.
Yeah.
And then and now there's like 25 streaming services, and he's like, he opens his drawer back up. He's like, ah.
There's a lot of birds like that bird, but there's no bird like that bird. That is the best bird.
I pardon it. I pardon that bird.
There's been a lot of birds, but there's been no birds like that bird.
I don't know why Donald Trump got
what my devilishly handsome friend here is trying to tell you, trying to inform you, is that we're just the best at what we do. That's all.
We are those guys.
We just do it well.
We do it well.
I'm really about it. I'm in the streets.
I'm about it. Ask about me, boy. We understand the assignment.
It's your boy.
Do you understand the assignment?
I told the teacher maybe they didn't understand the question.
What?
No, wait. I said...
And that's why DHS had to come to your house every weekend.
Oh, yeah. This one time I flashed out in my art class, like in middle school, and I yelled at my teacher. I called her a bitch, I think.
No, that's why DHS and when had they, to come to your house.
No, every they had already been there. CPS, DHS, CIA, they had all visited.
What?
The whole alphabet made their home at fucking Ephraim's house.
There
was like the whole time growing up. Yeah, the whole time. I grew up with EBT and DHS the whole time. So
it's my favorite alphabet.
Yeah. So
the low income poverty line alphabet.
I was gonna get in trouble when I called her a bitch and yelled at everybody, but then like I told him, I was like, CPS is at my house like every day. And
I remember
like,
you telling me this story.
You're okay. And then they took me to Burger King, which was so nice of them. It gave me diarrhea real bad. I was sitting there trying to watch Toy Story 3.
Did you call DHS
shit
on
myself
your pants?
On DHS myself.
You DHS'd yourself?
I never called DHS. I've had to call the cops like 8 times. I hate this.
I used to work in a gas
when
station.
I was a kid.
I used to work in a gas station. We have to fucking call the cops all the time in the Cotton District. Yeah.
Bro, yes.
Yeah, because you get them fucking college kids down there. And I worked in the gas station right on the corner as you come out of the Cotton District. And so these motherfuckers would just get lit down in the Cotton District all night. And then about fucking 11:30, these bars start closing down. 11:30, 12 o'clock, they start kicking people out.
Oh, I know.
And
I'm kicking them out. They're
you're doing it. Get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. They're coming straight down to the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
And getting in there and getting fucking rowdy. Well, we tried to close our doors one night. And we had a fucking line of motherfuckers out the door because we legally couldn't sell after that hour, and we told them to get out.
Yeah.
And bro, I'm trying to tell you, like, 4 motherfuckers tried to break our window down. They were hollering. What? They were throwing beer bottles at the store.
Oh my lord.
We called the cops. Our security guard ended up having to show up, and he tried to push everybody out of the store and get the doors closed, and he got fucking dragged out there with them. Wow. And he started throwing punches, and then we grab him and pull him back into the store, and we lock it, and we're like, dude, call the fucking cops. Get them here. Like, I mean, people just, they get lit, and they just get fucking brave.
Yeah,
bro, you telling me, brave. I know. Guys, I hate to do this, but I gotta get dressed.
Oh yeah, oh, this man's got to go. He's got to go kick the drunks out of the bars.
And I'm just gonna get dressed like no homo.
Matt's about to get naked. Matt's about to get naked in front of us. So we're gonna give him a judgment.
Sweet ass,
I can't believe it's
already
almost
over.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, we're almost there, man.
Matt's got to. I gotta go.
We got to. We got like 10 minutes left.
I still gotta feed my dog.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, we're going to watch you get naked.
We're going to comment on it.
We're going to watch you get naked. We'll let you change.
That's terrible.
And then we'll sign the show off.
Down in Gulfport, they do cruising the coast, scraping the coast. Like, they got the Black Spring Break thing. That shit, you would hate living on the coast. And a lot of people, since they always do that every year, they just have cool cars like year-round.
I think it's an audience. Like, they want to show up. Because, down there on the coast, there's a lot of tourists. There's a lot of people. Like,
yeah, that's the deal. Yeah, and the whole dude, like, sometimes, like, you at the gas stations, it looks like a concert. There's like cars just parked, like, packed in like sardines, and people are like sitting on hanging out.
Look, I'm really worried because I said like black guys hanging out at McDonald's
hot,
earlier.
Dude, you see that?
Damn, goddamn! Look, God he's getting damn, stripped. Man. What's his boxer say?
He looks like Nicki Minaj.
Take him off, goddamn! Oh, they got patterns on them. That's cool.
Oh shit!
Where'd you get those? Let's plug that brand. My mom got them. What brand is that? Is that
his
Hanes?
Mom got them?
Pair of Thieves.
His mom.
Everybody, Pair of Thieves. We're looking for your sponsorship. We've got a male model right here.
He looks like
great.
Adonis, yeah,
the hair coming down, just straight masculine.
Yeah.
It's hugging. Yeah. He's got the bulge. The ass is
the
looking fantastic.
Is like
it's thick. It's grabbable.
Watermelon.
My man. And then he puts on the skinny jeans and the dick huggers.
Yeah.
Really gives him a good support there.
Yeah.
Pair of Thieves. We want you. I hope you want us. But anyway.
So since we only have 8 minutes, we better go ahead and wrap this up.
Almost,
the orgy.
Yeah, no, so we gotta do the orgy. I was just gonna say, no, I don't want people to get the wrong idea about me saying black people in a parking lot. Because white people do the exact same thing. If you go to Webster County and
Marshall Mathers.
If you go to the fucking parking lot out beside the goddamn Traceway, you'll find a bunch of white boys fucking with jacked up trucks showing them off, fucking Timmy hell yeah, yeet. And I didn't understand that one either. I guess if I cared more about cars, maybe I wouldn't be racist.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's what it. That's Fast the correlation. And the Furious,
Cars the movie.
That's it. God damn, he took his shirt
there
off.
There it goes.
Are you hard?
Adonis. Boing. Oh. I had this dream. I'm a big Tim and Eric fan. I guess the pedophile comment makes sense. You know, the child clown outlet.
I get it.
So no, but I had this dream not long ago where like I was laying in bed, and in my house, like it felt very real. And then Tim and Eric came in the room and they kind of did like a little like skit at the bottom of the bed. And then there's this one episode of like I think it's Check It Out with Stephen Brühl. Where they're like all laying in bed, like cuddling, and they're like slapping each other. And like we did that, and that was like one of the best dreams I ever had in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
you got a little gay with Tim and Eric, and that was really the.
It was good.
And then, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
And then the worst dream I ever had in my life, I entered a raffle at Walmart to win this, like, it's a day with
to
Eric
have
Andre.
Sex with the Flying Dutchman.
No, yeah. Oh, callback.
Callback. Nice.
I was gonna get to ride around in a golf cart with Eric Andre all day.
No, you weren't really?
Yeah, and he pulled
Dude,
in the dream.
Dope
in the
shit.
Dream.
Oh, it's in the dream. Yeah, I thought he was talking about real life.
He entered a raffle at Walmart. Yeah. He pulled up and I got in and I said, the first thing I did, I dapped him up. I got real close. I whispered in his ear. I said, "What's up, my N-word?" But I said it.
You said it.
And then he pulled back. He looked at me. He said, "Not cool, man." He was dead serious the entire rest of the night, and it was
like
the
worst
dream of my
life. I could just see Eric Andre seriously trying to drive like a little kid toy train,
and never did a joke or anything. Yeah, I wanted to kill
just
myself.
Didn't say,
it was bad.
Wow.
So the best dream
Even in
was
your dreams,
having sex with Eric
shit.
Andre. Yeah, and the worst, or having sex with Tim and Eric. Yeah, and then I was racist to Eric Andre, and he was like done with me immediately.
Done with you. Yeah, and that's sad because Eric Andre is like half white.
So and Jewish.
And Jewish.
Shout out.
Shout out to your girlfriend. Kelsey, I hope you
Kelsey's
invite me.
Jewish.
Kelsey, I hope you invite me to your bar mitzvah.
She already had it. She's not circumcised.
L'chaim.
She's an anomaly.
She's not circumcised? That's unhygienic as fuck. You're supposed to get circumcised at your bar mitzvah.
Matt had something to say about it. Yeah. He said
exactly.
That's hot.
Exactly.
He said that's hot.
They forgot to circumcise me at first, so I had to do it myself.
How did you do it?
Tylenol.
What the?
You just took a bottle of Tylenol and just like, yeah.
Tylenol
was the
number thing. Yeah.
Well, how do you do it?
He bit it off. Marilyn Manson bit it right off.
Right off. He took his ribs out and then bit his own dick off. That's great.
Oh, shit. Schwink. No, I need mine.
Oh, damn. He's got his knife. He pulled the knife out.
That's how I play the elephant game.
Whoa.
With my ladies.
Calm down, Jamal. Don't pull out the knife.
He actually looks kind of scary, dude. Like an American Horror Story character. He's like, because he's got like the hot boy thing.
Wow, I'm glad that wasn't open.
And he's
or
got like
you
an
would have.
Open knife.
Ephraim could have sued us.
He cut his hand. He's bleeding everywhere. There's a chainsaw in the room.
Oh no. The foreskin is laying on the ground.
I also got this done too.
He's wearing fucking snakeskin boots, cuz. Those are crocodile leather boots, bro. This motherfucker.
Well, I got soft when he put the clothes on. Now I'm hard again.
Yeah, because the knife is erect. You're erect.
No, I was talking about the boots.
I'm
the
scared.
The knife
yeah,
kind of puts me in between.
It's
like a
Snake Eyes,
kinda,
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, no, the knife really puts me in kind of like a chubby, the chubby gray area.
Chubby gray area?
Yeah.
Shout out South Fort Myers High School.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. I went there. I almost got stabbed.
Shout out Orlando Mets.
Hell yeah. Shout out Orlando Mets.
Gotta love the Mets.
It's all about the Mets, baby.
It's all about the Mets, baby.
You know what it's all about? You know what it's all about?
Yep.
It's all about the all-day special.
All day, baby. Hey, guys, we want to thank you all for joining us. Once again, I'm your host, Brett, joined by my man Ephraim, my man Matt.
It's your boy.
We love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. And, we hope to see you next week. Thanks.
You know what we didn't...